Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As I said, staying in Mpumalanga, our next story also raises a sincere amount of concern, not in the same way as a violent crime, but what seems to potentially be a little bit of criminal activity itself. It would seem that over the past financial year, suspended employees out of the Mpumalanga government have been paid in excess of 25 million rand, which goes well beyond what the public service guidelines should allow. And so says DA member of the provincial legislature, Bosman Khrobla. Bosman joins me now to help us understand the concerns and how we got to this point. Bosman, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Point of View.
Good evening, Pumelu, and also to all the listeners. It's always nice to join you.
Thank you. So the exact number here is 25,476,856 million rand on salaries. And this money pertains to the salaries of 45 officials who have been on precautionary suspension. What does what do the public service guidelines allow within sort of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act in particular as well for an employee who happens to be suspended?
Yeah, I think that's a good place for us to start, because squabbles in workplaces do happen, and there's incidences that might create the need for an employee to be placed on precautionary suspension. But the guidelines of the public service procurement procedures are that somebody should not be on suspension for longer than 60 days. Your investigation should take place, and there should be a final verdict on that employee and the circumstances around whatever the accusations are within 60 days. And this is where our problem comes in, where all of these 45 individuals sat at home for longer than 60 days, getting paid by the taxpayers' money, but not contributing towards the mandate of the specific department where they are employed.
Not just over 60 days, Bosman, but some as long as a year. One official was suspended for more than 360 days, earning almost 250,000 rand. Another for 240 days, earning 330,000 rand. What happens in the case? I mean, what have been the explanations that the department has given for this?
Well, let me just start off by saying our very big concern regarding this matter is that in 2016, so 8 years ago, the amount that we are speaking about was 3.4 million. So a great increase from 3.4 million 8 years ago up to now, where we're on 25.5 million rand. So we just see that the number on this increases. And I think that almost answers the next question, to say that it's a culture that are being created in the departments where they take a laxy-daisy approach towards disciplinary hearings of employees. And, you know, it's almost moved to the bottom of the to-do list. We'll get to that later, because there's no urgency in dealing with these matters. Now, I have to say, from our side, we flagged it in the Auditor General's report now, and my colleagues and myself serving on the different committees, because we've got seven departments that are involved here, will most certainly question the departments when we get in the portfolio committee. So you ended your question with what have we done about this. At this very moment, nothing, but this is a priority number one when committees start again.
The one thing I wanted to ask is that there might be two ways to look at this, right? The one could be that in 2016, with 3.5 million, they were more efficient, or it could be that they are becoming better at catching errant workers. And maybe it just takes a little longer to come to, I mean, maybe not a year, but maybe takes a little longer than 2 months. Do you think that the guidelines are still appropriate at this particular time, given the depth of graft and concerns that we have and evidence one needs to collect?
Amelia, yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. Whether it was, you know, whether people were less or more efficient in 2016, or whether the processes got better, both of those would have been a win for provincial government. What I've often said in committee meetings when I speak to departments is to say, if this was your private company, you know, if we speak to the HOD or to the directors of the specific department, if this was your own private company, your own private money, would you have taken this approach that you are taking at the moment? Would you have taken so long with this process? And I think to answer your question, I can say exactly the same thing. If this wasn't government's money or taxpayers' money that paid these individuals' salaries, would you not have taken this matter more urgently, done your investigation, make sure that it's a priority? Because otherwise you have to pay this person from your own private company's profit. It will eat your profit, and you strongly suspect that they are involved in whatever they are placed on precautionary suspension for. And if that's the case, then why not make it a priority, handle the case, get a verdict, and then we can move on.
Absolutely. And if they are appropriately suspended, then get them out of the business.
Absolutely.
So, okay, I think I'm hoping that this spurs a little bit more of this kind of scrutiny from other provincial legislature members across the country to look into this as well, because I think suspended as well as acting are very big prefixes that are used in a massive amount in South Africa and have become too much of a commonality. When do we anticipate that portfolio committee meeting in which you should receive answers?
Let me answer that one first. Our portfolio committee meetings in Mpumalanga starts next week on Tuesday, on the 4th of February. And then the various departments sit on various days for the following 3 or 4 weeks up until we have the State of the Province address. So in the month of February, we will really question the departments about this. And as the Democratic Alliance in Mpumalanga, we've always fought for good rand value spent by government on our citizens. And we feel that, you know, spending money on suspended employees' salaries is not the best value per rand that we can get. Departments has got such important mandates to better the quality of lives of our citizens that we can't waste, even if it's 1 million rand, we can't waste it on that. We've got mandates to fulfill.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Bosman Khrobler is DA member of the provincial legislature in Mpumalanga.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.